It's got to be one of the most frustrating things about this New England Patriots team in 2021. It was just something that I had to talk about because it was something that absolutely bothered the living hell out of me. I mean, it's honestly. We're going to take another break. Because hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show is on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned for the station identification. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Hi, my name is Will Wiesenfeld. I'm back, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
And while we are at it, we are going to play the PSA for the hour number two of this program. So stay tuned. We'll be back in about 60 seconds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. PSA.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch free from radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. When we return, we're going to talk baseball. Because October baseball is here, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We got a big day tomorrow. So you are not going to want to miss this upcoming hour, especially starting with the next segment, in which that I am going to be talking none other than Yankees, Red Sox. American League wildcard game tomorrow night at Fenway Park. This is going to be a lot of fun. You are listening to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch free form radio.
You're my one love, yeah. The mysteries of your sweet love, they woke me up and saved my soul. I used to be so immature. You made me grow and brought me home. Now everything right. The something inside of me coming alive. With you and me side by side, like with you and the same. And it's like, I'm looking at life through your wonderful eyes. And I feel I'm high and I'm loving the ride. Cause you're coming along. You are one love, my love. You are the only one. You where it all comes from. You are my soul and sun. You are the only my love. You are the only one. You made it beautiful. I want you to know. You are the only one.
at your eyes as they close and watch you sleep here next to me. Your tiny fingers pull me close, and now I know the unconditional. Everything right. There's something inside of me coming alive. With you and me side by side, like what you understand. And it's like I'm looking at life through your wonderful eyes. And I feel I'm high and I'm loving the vibe. But you're coming along.
Jackson would say, thank you for keeping me young. One love.
One love, baby, you my one love. One love, baby, you my one love. One love, baby, you my one love.
Oh.
My love. You are the only one. You where it all comes from. You are my soul and soul. You are the only one.
My love.
You are the only one. You made it beautiful.
I want you to know.
You are the only one.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for tuning in on this now beginning of a Monday evening. And it looks like that a very special celebration has already begun. As while I was away on music break, my mom texted me 2 glasses of champagne. And I guess that was her way, or her subtle way of wishing me a very early happy birthday, as my birthday is in fact tomorrow. It's hard to believe that. I mean, but as Muslims, we believe that the new day starts after sunset. So sunset is right about now. So in a few minutes, I'll be turning 30 years old, which is just amazing to believe. It's amazing just to even sit here and even say that, wow, my 20s is just about over. And goodness grief, I'm getting younger. So if you want to call in, the lines are open at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I mean, baseball postseason starts tomorrow, and what better way to start the 2021 Major League Baseball postseason than the Yankees and the Red Sox playing each other, one game American League wild card, not a 3-game series, not a 5-game series, not a best of 7 series, one and done. That's it. If you're a baseball fan and that doesn't fire you up, then I don't know if I can call you a true baseball fan. I don't know if you are a baseball fan and you're not pumped for the fact that it's going to be Yankees-Red Sox. And let's be honest about something here. Baseball fans across America really wanted it to be Yankees-Red Sox. Whether it was going to be in New York or it was going to be here in Boston at Fenway didn't make a difference. It's the Yankees and the Red Sox. The best rivalry in sports, period. They're playing each other one game. Winner moves on to take on the Tampa Bay Rays. Loser says hello to winner after a long, arduous, up and down roller coaster 2021 regular season. So Boston, Greater Boston, how are you feeling? How are you feeling a little more than 24 hours till first pitch? How are you feeling right now? Honestly, how are you feeling about the prospects of the Red Sox? They could win this game. They got Nathan Eovaldi on the mound tomorrow night. And if you're a Yankee fan, how are you feeling about the prospects of the Yankees going into Fenway and beating the Red Sox with Gerrit Cole, their ace on the mound, tomorrow night? And with him starting tomorrow night, should the Yankees do win, that means that Gerrit Cole wouldn't be starting until Game 3 of the American League Division Series, and that would be on Sunday, as Major League Baseball just moments ago announced that the American League Division Series and National League Division Series schedules through Sunday, through Game 3, have been announced. So, I'm going to give you the schedule. Before I get into the all nitty-gritty of the X's and O's of baseball, here's the schedule. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Here we go. Tomorrow night, as I just mentioned, Yankees-Red Sox, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, ESPN and ESPN Radio. Wednesday, October 6th, Cardinals-Dodgers. Cardinals, that same team that won 17 in a row, they are in Los Angeles to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers, the defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers. National League wildcard game, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on TBS and ESPN Radio. Now here's the division series. You ready? Thursday. This Thursday coming up. White Sox, Astros, Game 1. Yes, a rematch of the 2005 World Series, but they're not rematching in the World Series. Side note, the Houston Astros were in the National League in 2005. This is before they came to the American League in 2013. True story. Game 1, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1 and ESPN Radio. Now, the winner of the wild card game, that's either going to be the Yankees or the Red Sox, they will be down in Tampa Bay. Game 1, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, also on Fox Sports 1 and ESPN Radio. Now, Friday. Friday's going to be a doozy. 4 games for your Major League Baseball postseason pleasure. White Sox, Astros. That series, Game 2, is Friday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern time on MLB Network. The Atlanta Braves and the Milwaukee Brewers. They're in Milwaukee. Game 1 is on TBS. That's a 4:30 p.m. first pitch on ESPN Radio, on television, on TBS. The winner of the wild card game against the Rays will be Yankees or Red Sox in Tampa Bay for game number 2. That's 7 p.m. Eastern, Fox Sports 1, ESPN Radio. And then the late night game is the winner of the Cardinals-Dodgers wild card game. They are in San Francisco for game 1 of that National League Division Series. That's at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on TBS and ESPN Radio. If you want to call in, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. If you're just tuning in, I'm going through the schedule of the division series through Sunday that was just released just literally minutes ago. So this is hot off the press. Saturday, it looks like, yes, it will be game 2 of the division series. Braves, Brewers, 5 o'clock on TBS. And then Cardinals, Dodgers in San Francisco to take on the Giants. The winner of the National League Wild Card game, which is between the Cardinals and the Dodgers, they'll be in San Francisco for game 2. That game will be on TBS. That's 9 o'clock p.m. Saturday as well on ESPN Radio. And then Sunday, it'll be the Rays on the road. They will either be at Yankee Stadium or here in Boston against the Red Sox at Fenway. That game 3 is Sunday afternoon on MLB Network only, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Astros, they're in Chicago to take on the Chicago White Sox. Game 3 is on Fox Sports 1, 8 p.m. Eastern time, ESPN Radio, and as I mentioned, on Fox Sports 1. That's games 1, 2, and 3. Games 4, if necessary, that's to be determined, on Monday. Those games will be played on Monday between the Rays versus the winner of the Yankees-Red Sox. That'll be game 4 on Monday. And then, if necessary, Astros-White Sox, game 4 will either be on FS1 or MLB Network. But as far as the National League Division Series goes, the time has not been announced for the Giants. They will be on the road for the wild or for the for game 3 of the NLDS against the winner of the wild card game. That's either in St. Louis or in Los Angeles. Game 3 is Monday on TBS. And then you got the Brewers and the Braves. Game 3. That's Monday, October the 11th, next Monday, right here. No, well, not right here, but it's on ESPN Radio and as well as TBS. So that's your schedule basically from starting from tomorrow on until next week, Monday. As far as the rest of the series is concerned, we'll see. But Yankees-Red Sox, it's beginning to feel like 1978, isn't it, huh? And I was making mention about this on Twitter earlier today, about how this could potentially bring back memories of 1978. The last time the Yankees and the Red Sox played in a one-game playoff. But here's the difference. I wasn't alive. And I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I remember when Bucky did hand that. No. That's a lie. I wasn't even born yet. But what I will say is this. What I will say is that for those of you who are old enough to remember, the Yankees-Red Sox played in a one-game playoff in 1978. But the difference was it was a tiebreaker to determine who would win the American League East between the Yankees and the Red Sox, because the Red Sox had a 10.5 game, no, excuse me, I believe it was a 14.5 game lead over the Yankees. And the Yankees came all the way back to force the one-game playoff at Fenway. And we all know the rest is history. But what makes this difference this time around is that the Red Sox in 2021 are really a tale of two teams. I mean, seriously, they really are a tale of two teams. Why do I say that? Because we all remember that the Red Sox in the first half of the season, they had the best record in the American League. Yes, even better than the Rays. They had the best record in the American League. And then we all know what happened with the Red Sox in the second half and their struggles being very well chronicled. The lack of movement by Chaim Bloom at the July 31st trade deadline sent this team into an absolute tailspin. And then as far as the New York Yankees is concerned, this really has been, I mean, goodness grief, this, how do I put this into words? The Yankees in 2021, or I can't even say that they are a Jekyll and Hyde team, because that's a lie. This team has been, and I do mean has been, the most maddening team to watch. Because I was just mentioning just moments ago how the Red Sox, they are a tale of two seasons. The first half, where they had the best record in the American League, and in the second half, where they absolutely struggled and went into a horrendous slump that saw them not only lose the American League East lead to the eventual divisional champion Tampa Bay Rays, but also scratch and fight and claw into a playoff spot, into an American League wildcard spot, in which that at one point they even lost that as well. But as far as the New York Yankees is concerned, This was a team in which that, in the first half, I'm going to be honest with you and say, I said that they needed to fire Brian Cashman, get rid of Aaron Boone, find a way, get rid of them both, because they weren't getting the job done. And then Brian Cashman goes out at the trade deadline and acquires Joey Gallo and Anthony Rizzo. Honorable mention to Andrew Heaney, who has been designated for assignments. And then in August, the Yankees won 13 in a row. But then after that 13-game winning streak, they went into a complete tailspin and basically spent most of September trying to fight and claw their way to a playoff spot. And along the way, which include a week ago, in which they came to Boston and swept the Boston Red Sox in an unforgettable three-game series. There's so many different headlines that I could dive into that I'm going to go furthermore into as it pertains to the Yankees and the Red Sox. And we are going to get furthermore into that as we move along between now and 7 o'clock. Coming up next, who has the upper hand in tomorrow's American League wildcard game? This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free From Radio.
Don't speak, no, don't try. It's been a secret for the longest time. Don't run, no, don't hide. Been running from it for the longest time. So many mornings I woke up confused in my dreams. I'd do anything I want to you. My emotions are naked, they're taking me out of my mind. Right now I'm shameless, screaming my lungs out for you. Not afraid to face it. I need you more than I want to, need you more than I want to. Show me you're shameless. Write it on my neck, why don't you? And I won't erase it. I need you more than I want to, need you more than I want to. I'm gonna do it now. 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 So there.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this program part of your Monday evening. It is now Monday night here in Boston. Man, I can't believe that sunset is now getting earlier and earlier and earlier. Like, are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. It's 6:30 and I can barely see like the trees that are outside the WMFO studios here in Medford, and it's like, are you kidding me? Like, this is what we've come to. Okay. But hey, it is October, and before you know it, it'll be time to roll back those clocks an hour. Just the fact that I even said that, it's like, gives me gives me chills, like, ugh, no thanks. I'll pass. Phone lines open at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I'm here with you for another 20 minutes. So we are going to basically spend these next 20 minutes talking Yankees, Red Sox, and also throw in some other parts of the Major Baseball postseason that is starting up tomorrow. And, man, I am telling you, you talk about a matchup of one game, when it moves on, and, of course, there's always going to be bragging rights when it comes to the Yankees, Red Sox. And you can thank Aaron Judge for basically help setting this up, along with Rafael Devers, who yesterday hit that go ahead tie-breaking 2-run home run in DC for the 7-5 Red Sox win over the Washington Nationals. Yesterday in New York, this is what happened, in which destiny was met by fate.
2-2. Line drive. Here comes Wade. Here's the throw. He's safe. And the Yankees walk off into the postseason.
Ball is hit hard, goes out to get it, gets good wood on it. Ball is slowed down by the pitcher. That enables Wendell to come over. He makes a good throw. It's a little high, and Wade. What can you say? Too much speed. When you put him in the pinch run, he finds a way to score.
98th run batted in for Aaron Judge.
That was Michael Kay and Ken Singleton, who, by the way, broadcasted his final game yesterday for the YES Network as he is retiring. They were both on the call on the YES Network. And Yankees Red Sox tomorrow night here in Boston at Fenway. It is going to be a madhouse. And the fact that this is happening on my birthday, more or less, I mean, how could I not be pumped? I'm pumped just even thinking about it, as a matter of fact. Like, are you kidding me? Like, let's go. Like, let's freaking go. Fenway, you know how crazy it gets when it's Yankees, Red Sox. It's unlike anything else in sports. And then on top of that, it's the postseason at that. And, I mean, goodness grief. What more can you possibly ask for? Like, seriously. And Rafael Devers came up huge because at one point the Nationals yesterday, they were down. The Nationals were up 5-1. The Red Sox came back to tie it. Rafael Devers came up in the top of the ninth inning with runner on first base with one out. And a moment that Red Sox fans are going to be still talking about. Hopefully for them it will carry a lot more significance. This is Dave O'Brien yesterday on Nesson. On the call.
There's a shot. That one driven to center field. Backing up. It's gone! Home run! There's Finnegan's rainbow right there.
I told you, he's the man. Is he the man or what?
Rafael Devers destroys one to center field, and the Red Sox are in front.
Split me. That's what I'm talking about. Nothing but split fingers. And he gets one up, and it's a no-doubter again.
Goodness gracious. Rafael Devers, his second home run today. And the Boston Red Sox have the lead in the ninth inning.
And we are talking cheapies here.
I mean,
he could have posed for that one. The big boys came through. Look at this. Stay there. Just look at it. Look at it. Ho-ho! Red Sox come all the way back 5-1. Now it's 7-5.
Right out there by the Washington logo as he crushed it.
That was Dave O'Brien and Dennis Eckersley, the Hall of Famer, on Nesson yesterday with the call. And, I mean, for both teams to enter this matchup with go-ahead hits and winning hits, unbelievable. I just have a funny feeling that tomorrow night is going to be a night full of theatrics, no matter how you slice and dice it. And what's going to make this amazing is that I think that we have a really good pitching matchup lined up for both the Yankees and Red Sox for this game. Gerrit Cole is going to be getting the start for the New York Yankees, and Nathan Eovaldi, he is going to be getting the nod for the Boston Red Sox. The game is on ESPN tomorrow night and ESPN Radio. But man, going into this one, Red Sox have won 10 games. The Yankees have won 9. I mean, whew. What more can you possibly ask for? If you sat here and told me that back in, I'm trying to think about this now, that back in early June, that the Yankees and the Red Sox were going to be meeting up in October in a wild card game, I may not have believed it, truthfully. I probably wouldn't have believed it because, one, how bad the Yankees were, but then the Red Sox, at that time in early June, this was a team that was absolutely overachieving. At one point, truth be told, I actually tweeted out months back that, what if it's Red Sox and Giants in the World Series in 2021? Given that the Red Sox, they had the best record in the American League at the time, and at the San Francisco Giants, they were beginning their absolute incredible run of dominance where this is a team that won 107 games. 107 games. But here we are as Yankees, Red Sox. All right, so let's start with the Red Sox. Nathan Eovaldi, 11 games he won. He won 11-9, 3.75 earned run average, 194 strikeouts. Man, listen. We all know how live that arm is for Nathan Eovaldi. That explosive fastball, great breaking stuff like the breaking ball, a slider, and a changeup. All really good pitches for Eovaldi. But one thing that I do have to note is that Eovaldi has had his struggles against the Yankees this season. I mean, and also Gerrit Cole, to be completely fair, hasn't pitched well against the Red Sox either. But considering that both starters can consistently get the fastball well above 96, 97 miles per hour, is downright electric in its own right. I mean, what else can you possibly ask for? I don't know if there's anything more that you can ask for except for two guys who are flamethrowers towing the mound against each other in a winner-take-all game. But I think it's going to be a really, really, really great game all the way through and through. If we're going to sit here and we're going to talk about what the Yankees and the Red Sox could potentially be facing up against each other, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I wonder who's the most dangerous batter against Nathan Eovaldi, and who's the most dangerous batter against on Gerrit Cole. Especially when we sit here and we talk about how both pitchers are power pitchers. And after all, going into October, the last 7 games, Aaron Judge is on fire. He's hitting 348. 3 homers, 8 runs batted in. So I think it's going to be a really interesting matchup, power against power. Especially when we sit here and we talk about what Aaron Judge has been able to do in 2021. Because in 2021, he had a bit of a bounce back season, his best season since 2017. 39 homers, 98 runs batted in. He hit .287. And then as far as the Red Sox is concerned, I think one of the things that's going to be really interesting to see is how will Rafael Devers handle Gerrit Cole. We all know that Rafael Devers can hit the fastball. There's no question in my mind about that. You look at the last seven games that he's played. He's hit .355, three homers and five runs batted in. Last 15, he's actually batting .328, four homers and 10 runs batted in. So in the last 2 weeks, like, you've seen Rafael Devers really heat up at the right time. But I do think, and I do wonder, how well is he going to fare against Gerrit Cole, given that Gerrit Cole is a guy that absolutely loves to pound left-handed hitters, inside, especially with the fastball. Like, he can go in, out, up and down, and challenge the batter's eye to look up and to look down and mix his pitches and so forth. If you have any thoughts, call in the 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And I do wonder the following as well when it comes to tomorrow's matchup. I do wonder if you are... If you are the Red Sox in particular, I do wonder if you are game planning on how to attack Gerrit Cole, especially given that Gerrit Cole has a propensity sometimes to lose it, if you will. But this is why the big boys for the Red Sox are going to be so important tomorrow night, especially when you talk about J.D. Martinez, and I just finished talking about Rafael Devers, and as well as Hunter Renfroe, who has had really a great year, considering what his career numbers were. We talk about someone who's hit 31 home runs, 96 runs batted in, who has been an unlikely source of power for the Boston Red Sox in 2021. I think it's going to be fascinating to see what the offensive approach is going to be, especially when we sit here and we talk about pitchers versus batters type of matchup. You know, like, what am I going to look out for? What to expect? But baseball is a very interesting game, and I mean that. It's a very interesting game in terms of matchups. What do you expect? What do you look for? Who has the more favorable matchup? And I'll be the first to tell you that I think it's fair to expect that both teams will have a lot of strikeouts tomorrow night. I really do believe that. You know, those are both power pitchers. Gerrit Cole's got 243 strikeouts. Eovaldi's got, 197? So I think it's absolutely possible that both pitchers could potentially strike out 10 or more batters. That's just something to absolutely think about. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but then when I come back, I am going to give you my thoughts on the American League wildcard game that is tomorrow night. And I'm going to give you my final thoughts as it pertains to the Major League Baseball postseason that's beginning tomorrow as well. So stay tuned for that. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio.
There's a wrong and a right. Near a tree by a river, there's a hole in the ground.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. I'm here with you for another couple of minutes until just a little bit before 7, where we are scheduled to have another program after this one, in which it looks like after me, it is going to be Black Stripes or... All White Keys. Black Stripes, All White Keys is coming up at 7 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. But for right now, it is going to be Final Thoughts. And it's brought to you by yours truly, Shukri Rice, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts Free Farm Radio. As we're going to leave the theme song playing throughout this final segment here. And I'm going to give you my thoughts on the Major League Baseball postseason that is starting tomorrow. The first thing I want to say is, number one, it is going to be absolutely a scintillating October. There's so many storylines. That's just going beyond the Yankees and Red Sox American League wildcard game. That's tomorrow. That's number one. But number two, you're going to have three teams that won more than 100 games all playing in the postseason. The Giants, the Dodgers, the Tampa Bay Rays. And then you have teams that are, you know, the wild card teams that are equally dangerous as well. Like you talk about the Red Sox, the Yankees. I mean, the St. Louis Cardinals, as I mentioned, they won 17 in a row. And this is a team that is playing with absolute confidence right now. We have seen wild card teams in baseball history go on to win the World Series. It's happened before. The Florida Marlins, they did it in 1997. They did it in 2003. The Boston Red Sox, they did it in 2004. This kind of thing is not unprecedented at all. We've seen this happen time and time again, in which that we've seen teams come out of the wild card to win the whole prize, which is why this year's edition of the World Series, of the postseason, is going to be so fascinating to watch. Every single team has some sort of a storyline that's attached. And if you ask me, I think the one team that I'm going to be keeping an eye out on the most is going to be the San Francisco Giants. I really do feel that way. I think the Giants, for me, is going to be that team that we all need to keep an eye out on. No question. They won 107 games. Franchise record. They're facing either the Dodgers or the Cardinals. But, man, if it's Dodgers and Cardinals in a division series, they're playing in the wild card, rather, excuse me. But if it's Dodgers and Giants in the NLDS, whew, wow. That's going to get a lot of baseball fans' juices flowing, that is for sure. That is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusfree Farm Radio. And as a parting gift, I'm going to post up the video that I mentioned about being interviewed on NFL Network yesterday when I was down in Foxborough. So stay tuned for that, and I'll be back with you again at some point later this week. I'm going to announce it, actually, as a matter of fact. I'm going to announce it on Twitter, so stay tuned for that. Coming up next, right after me, do not change that radio airwave dial. We're going to have Black Stripes or White Keys coming up next right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright signing off. Time for me to go celebrate my birthday, which is coming up in a few hours. But for me, it starts now. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusfree Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on a TuneIn radio app globally on WMFO.org.
To mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
They said, when will you learn? If you play with fire, you're gonna get burned. But if you don't, you may never feel the heat at all. I'd rather burn a light. Bring on the fire. There was a rebel of a man down in Tennessee. Was told only whites drink this tap for free. He sat down, poured a glass anyway. He caught a week later, he was shackled in chains. Said, yeah, I'm gonna do it again. Drink that water to my dying. She was